The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Mike Earle from KDSN Radio and Russ Mitchell of the Dickinson County News. Mike.
Senator Grassley, President Trump addressed both houses of Congress recently. Talk about your impression of that address and what you feel moving out will come of that.
Very presidential. Kind of a surprise, I suppose, to most people that see him speak on television. You saw him move away from, the campaign rhetoric and be, as I said, very presidential. Bottom line of it is, he outlined problems facing the nation, what his goal is for the next few years, and he called for bipartisan cooperation. And he went to great lengths in the early part of his remarks to show people that it's best what he can do by himself as opposed to what he can only do if he works with Congress, is that he's trying to keep every campaign promise he made. Now, he obviously can't keep everyone, but he sure has gone a long way in 6 weeks doing that sort of thing.
Russ?
Thank you, Senator Grassley. It sounds like you've experienced a little bit of hostility, maybe some anger during your town hall meetings around the state. How much of that do you think has been organic, and how much of that do you think might be a little bit orchestrated by certain interest groups?
Oh, I think interest groups are encouraging it, but I think people showed up very voluntarily, and I don't think that what you saw this last week is anywhere as near as important, or I should say important. It wasn't as obstructionist as what I faced last year in my town meetings or in the year, the 2009, I think it was, when Tea Party people came to my town meetings. But it doesn't matter whether it's 2009, 2016 or 2017. I hold town meetings in every county every year. I do it to get people's opinions. And if people come and say that they don't like some of the things I'm doing or the government's doing, I'm going to listen to it. And it's got to be filtered. It's got to be put into my decision-making, just like people that come and applaud me for what I'm doing. So it's just the process of representative government. And if you're going to have a representative government, you got to have dialogue between us and our constituents, and that's what we were doing.
Senator, how long before you see an up or down vote on the Supreme Court nominee from President Trump?
I can give you almost a definitive answer that it's going to be between April the 3rd and whenever the people quit speaking. But I would say that there's a possibility we could even meet April the 8th on a Saturday, but it's going to be finished that week. And he'll be on the Supreme Court to hear some famous, very important cases in the last maybe 2 months of this city.
I think you touched on it a little bit, Senator, but historically, do you recall some other times, like you've mentioned here in 2016 and 2017, where people had been especially aggressive? You mentioned 2009 and the Tea Party. As you go farther back, is there anything else like this?
Yeah, 1998, all of the senior citizens who were more or less middle-class senior citizens or more wealthy senior citizens, when we started charging more for Medicare for high-income people than low-income people, boy, they showed up at our town meetings and they were irritated. And a bill that originally passed the Senate, maybe with only 10 dissenting votes, within a year was repealed.
Senator, we hear a lot about some of the promises from the Trump administration. One of them is tax cuts. Do you have any idea what that final tax cut would look like and when that might be coming through Congress?
No, I can't. I wish I could. And it's supposed to be done before the end of the summer. And I hope it is done before the end of the summer. But I can tell you, but I'm not sure I can tell you how you accomplish those goals very specifically like you asked. And basically reducing marginal tax rates and broadening the tax base and doing it in a way that reduces corporate tax and individual tax, in the case of corporate tax, so that we have American corporations, which are the highest tax corporations in the world, become competitive in international competition. And secondly, the marginal tax rates for individuals, so we can encourage capital formation for small business where most of the jobs are created.
Going back to the confirmation process a little bit, of course, President Trump was an unconventional candidate, came from the private sector a little bit more. How do you feel in terms of his nominees? Do you feel comfortable with the kind of administration he's setting up? Obviously, you have to approve a lot of his selections, and some have had some hiccups. What are your general thoughts about that?
Well, I'm sure very, very pleased with who he's putting on the Supreme Court. Now, we don't have any other judges up here. We do have the cabinet. And whether you have a Democrat president or a Republican president, there's generally a lot more deference to a president who he puts in his cabinet because they don't have lifetime appointments. A lot more deference there than there is who he puts on lifetime appointments to a court. So I'm basically happy with who they are because they tend to be the ones who are going to help drain the swamp. They're coming in, for the most part, outside of government. They aren't tied to special interests in Washington. And that's what it's going to take if you're going to change the status quo in Washington.
Senator, one other thing that was promised is the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Obviously, a lot of discussion on that right now. Do you see that happening, and how soon would you see that happening?
Well, I just had a conversation with a senator that's chairman of one of the Senate committees that's dealing with that, and I used to be chairman of one of those committees, so I try to keep on top of everything that's going on. I'm still on that committee. And in his words, we're making very good progress. But when they say very good progress, and I want to back that up and say that the staffs of these three committees in the House and two in the Senate have been working for 4 weeks to get something put together, and they're making progress. And we thought there'd be a bill out this week in the House of Representatives, and it'll be next week, I think, before it gets out. But we got to be moving very fast because that's the first thing that we got to do under the new regime here in Washington, because that's what we promised first, and then tax reform, and then after that, infrastructure.
Thank you, Mike and Russ, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.